Below freezing temperatures and even frost in some areas has certainly been one point of discussion in the Northern Plains the past 2 days. Professional Agronomy Services agronomist Brad Guck says that there was a widespread frost and temps hovered around that 32-degree mark in the Pyrum, Minnesota area.
You know, the soybeans were starting to senesce and die back on their own, just in their normal maturing process. We're going to see them be probably fairly dead here in the next tomorrow or the day after, a significant change there. On the corn side of things, an awful lot of corn was at or very, very close to black layer. And realistically, I don't know that we, at least across a widespread area, we probably didn't see temperatures low enough to completely kill the corn plant.
In central North Dakota near Hertzfield, farmer Jeff Mertz said temperatures did dip into the 20s and there was again a widespread frost. However, he doesn't think the frost had too much of an impact on soybeans. Initially, sunflowers were also a concern with the change in temperature.
I think they were far enough along. We had talked with the crop consultant about possibly desiccating them. It looked like Mother Nature did that for us. My brothers were seeded probably about 6 days before mine. His were a little bit further along. You know, his heads were starting to turn yellow on the backside. So I think they're going to be fine also. Maybe lost a little test weight, but time will tell.
Even with the freezing temps and frost, Guck says harvest is still a couple weeks off for the row crops in that Pyrum area.
On the soybean side of things, it's still going to be a little ways out even with the frost. Things are going to take some time to completely die back and dry down. Within the next few weeks, hopefully, we're able to be moving on some of those soybeans. There are a lot of growers around that have dry beans and soybeans, so it'd be nice for them to get an opportunity to finish the dry beans and kind of shift gears and get ready for harvesting soybeans or corn.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.